Is this thing on? Are you guys hearing that? This chair just started squeaking. I gotta. This is. Yeah, the microphone is on because I turned it on. But I'm gonna have to be. All right. You know what? Here we go. Welcome to episode 19. Before I start complaining, I'll welcome you to the episode first. Welcome to episode 19. This is it, right? This is lucky number 19. Let me make sure. You know, 19 was the age that I got top surgery, if anybody was wondering. And then it went really bad. Yep, this is episode 19. So, hey, what's up? Welcome to episode 19 of Outspoken. And I know it's still echoey. I know. Don't worry about it. I'm aware. I actually tried to put some random furniture in here to make it less shitty, but I have to buy a couch, all right? Or paintings. They're on the way. Don't worry. It won't sound like you are listening. Somebody said it sounded like they're listening to my inner thoughts inside of my head. Well, I have bad news for you. That's what it is. You are not real people at all. You are just my brain cells. And this is all you hear. This is my inner monologue that I talk to myself every day. And this chair, I cannot stand it. I'm going to have to buy a new chair too. Damn it. So I wanted to start this podcast out with a complaint I have about TikTok. Because I love to come on here and complain over and over and over again. That's my favorite thing to do. But no, this is a serious subject, okay? This chair is going to drive me insane. Here, I'll fix it. What is that? How is that doing that? I won't sit back. I won't sit back in the chair. I'll just sit like this. All right. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So today I want to talk about the problem that I've been having with TikTok. We can start off with that. Very interesting when you listen to what happened to my account. And then after that, I wanted to revisit the subreddit of Are the Straits Okay? Because there's a lot of good memes in there. If you don't know what it is, stick around. It's a pretty funny subreddit with a bunch of really bad posts or memes. And I also wanted to talk about these toilet butt wipes that are only made for men. I know that sounds weird, but it's funny. Trust me. Okay? So let's start off with the whole TikTok thing. I don't know if any of you use TikTok. I know that some people don't like to use it because they think it's not a very good app. I didn't use it for the longest time because I thought there was just a bunch of dancing, and that's all I thought it was. Not that dancing. I thought it was the stupid TikTok dances, like I always say, right? So I never downloaded it until I did. But when you do download it, you get all the stuff that you like that comes onto your For You page most of the time. The algorithm caters to you. This sounds like a sponsorship. Anyways, that's how the app works, okay? So I post some of my own. If you want to follow me on TikTok, you'll never guess what my name is. So I've been posting on TikTok for a while, right? I'm a content creator. I'm going to post on TikTok. And some of them get taken down because I guess you can't swear sometimes. I don't know. Do you hear people swear on there? I hear people swear on there. I guess it's just not okay when I do. Maybe it was a little too vulgar. So there's this TikTok. I'm going to let you listen to this real quick. This was just a video I duetted. So I made a reaction to her video on TikTok.
Guys, please stop normalizing guys wearing nail polish and dresses and makeup. It's weird.
Yeah, so what I did is I ended up cutting out a little snowflake, like a paper snowflake. You know how we used to do that when we were kids in school? I hope all of us did it. My snowflake is not that good. Have you seen the original video? It looked really good, but I had to Google it because the first snowflake I made came out awful. Anyways, I held up a snowflake, basically just calling her a snowflake because she doesn't want men to wear whatever men want to wear if it's slightly feminine, right? So then that TikTok got taken down. Hold on, I have to check. I have to double check here. That TikTok got taken down for harassment and bullying and hate speech. Now, I don't know if that was because of what she said or if it, because I didn't even say anything. Like I made it, I cut out a snowflake. I didn't even say anything in the video, right? So I'm going to let that one fly. All right. Then we have another one that got taken down of mine. So I also duetted another girl and I was laughing at her because in her original TikTok and what she was saying, her caption was, if the B in LGBTQ means bisexual, then doesn't that mean there are only two genders? She was just being an ass, right? So I duetted it. I forget what I did. I think I just like laughed at it. I don't even remember. But that one got taken down for adult nudity and sexual activity and harassment and bullying. And so when you look at the original video, I don't have it because they took it down. She's wearing like just kind of like a smaller top, right? Which I don't, like, I didn't, that's not adult nudity and sexual activity. It was just a smaller top. She wasn't showing that much skin, just a little bit. It looked like a bra and a shirt together. Like this, like, I don't even know. Like a tank top that's halfway. I don't really know. But that one got taken down for that. So whatever, I'll let that one slide. All of my TikToks get taken down for hate speech. Oh, this one here. It had 200,000 likes and it got deleted. It was reacting to the subreddit, Are the Straights Okay? Which I'm going to talk about later. So you can see why it's so big and so bad, why it got taken down. So that got taken down for hate speech, which was weird because I didn't even, like, I was just mocking the posts there. And it said, I think all it was like talking about the attack helicopter as a gender. Whatever, dude. So recently, this is what pissed me off. This is what made me want to talk about this. I got another video taken down, and it was basically a duet to a transphobic TikTok. So the original TikTok, this kid posted, and it was a clip from Dr. Phil, and there was like a transgender woman on there. So the original TikTok says father reacts to transgender son for the first time, which is not even the correct wording because it would actually be transgender daughter. So that just doesn't even make any sense. So that TikTok has like, what is this, 200,000 likes? That one has 200,000 likes. And the dad just basically, I would show it to you, but he doesn't really say much. He's just crying and then I'll play a little clip for you real quick.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Tell me what you're thinking and feeling right now, Gary.
I'm hurt bad. Really bad.
What do you have to say?
Why?
So I decided to look at the comment section of that TikTok. I didn't think it was going to be this bad, okay? I'm going to play you my TikTok so you can just hear some of the comments. So I came across this really stupid TikTok. It says, father reacts to transgender son for the first time. Since I wanted to piss myself off, I took a look at the comments.
No father should go through this. I feel so bad for the dad. That poor, poor man. I felt his pain. I'm with the dad. Put that thing in the adoption center. Respect for the dad. Wearing a dress, wig, and makeup does not make you a woman. Come back to reality.
So that's what a majority of the comments were saying. And I was like, that's kind of bullshit. So I'm going to make my own TikTok on this and make fun of them because people are just, they're rude. And that's what I do. That's like my specialty, right? I'm the chef and that's my specialty. So I posted it, I uploaded it, and within hours it was taken down for hate speech or bullying or something like that. And I was mad. Like, I actually got mad that it was taken down. And I don't really, normally it doesn't bother me. I'm like, whatever, I'll just, whatever. Like, it's not the end of the world. And I was like, I was reading hate comments from another TikTok. So then I checked out the page. I checked out the original TikTok. That TikTok was still up with all the transphobia and everything in it, with a 250,000 likes. And he also has a part two, which has a lot of likes and comments. And I was like, that's bullshit. Because you're leaving this up, you're leaving this TikTok up, but you're taking down one that's mocking the people who are being bullies and actually harassing and actually doing hate speech. But then you take down my video for doing hate speech. So I was like, that's fucking annoying. So then I appealed it and it actually went back up a few hours later, which was very interesting because normally they say no. Like, I've appealed all of these and they were like, no. And most of my TikToks are really not that bad. But that was just something I noticed. And if you ever go on TikTok and you ever notice, there are videos that are bad on there. Like, there is hate speech. There's a lot of different things that are bad. And eventually, I do see a lot of profiles taken down for being transphobic and stuff like that. But how are you gonna, I don't know. Maybe it was a bot. I don't really know how the whole thing works. But I was actually, like, I tweeted them because I was mad. Might have threw a little fit there. But it's annoying. Right? Like, I'm calling out these people for being shitty, and then you take down my video. But not the shitty people's, not the shitty people's video. I don't know. It was dumb, dude.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now I want to move on to, are the straights okay? I haven't visited the subreddit in a while. I made a video about it before. A lot of people love this subreddit because it's just full of amazing content. Now, if you don't know what it is basically, they say that it's straight people posting shitty memes like how much they hate their wife or something. I don't think it's straight people all the time. Necessarily, but it's just what the subreddit is called. And you can't call me heterophobic because I'm straight. So, and being trans doesn't cancel it out. All right. So, don't call me heterophobic. Yeah. So, like I was saying, the subreddit is filled with gold. So, let me read you some of these and I'll give you the best imagery in your head that I possibly can while you're sitting down and listening. So, this first meme is some guy who posted on Facebook. And the OP said, remembering why I hate Facebook now. And this dude posted, and it's like a family in a car. The dad is in the front driving, and then the mom's in the back with the baby. And it says, if you're not gonna suck my D while I drive, then bitch, you can sit in the back seat with the kids since you want to be childish. And like just some guy just posted this on his TikTok. And I was thinking, imagine like your Uncle John just posted this on Facebook. Did I just say on TikTok? Imagine Uncle John posted this on Facebook, just casually. If you're not gonna suck my D, and then you wanna be childish, you can sit in the back. Wait, while I drive? I mean, that doesn't sound safe now entirely. I feel like that's illegal. Isn't in some places eating while you're driving illegal? So technically, hear me out, it's illegal. I actually think it is. Now I'm going to have to Google it. Okay, yeah, I mean, technically it's distracted driving. People were saying it's distracted driving, and if someone's not wearing a seatbelt, I'm sorry that I'm going into so much detail about that one, but I don't know why I did that. Anyways, so the next one says, this is actually a screenshot of a tweet that some girl posted. Wow, this has a lot of upvotes and comments. This has 15,000 upvotes. So this girl tweeted and she said, it's been like 12 years now and I'm still haunted by the straight lady who asked me, quote unquote, when lesbians have sex, how do they decide when they're done? Okay, now I had to read this one a handful of times because I didn't understand what that meant. What do you mean? What do you mean when do you decide when you're done? There's a decision time? I didn't know what the joke meant, right? People decide when they're done after sex. But I think the joke here is that, I don't even want to say it. You know what? I'm going to let you figure that one out yourself. Okay, I'm not going to say it. We're going to play a little game today. What does the tweet mean? Because I don't know if I'm right, so I'm not even going to, I'm not even going to embarrass myself with that one. So, but actually we did get some answers though from people replying. Someone said, really great question. Really great question, though. They don't. Once you start, you just have to keep going forever. And then a lesbian said, I can confirm. So it's all good, guys. Just that's it. That's the answer. It just goes on forever and ever and ever. Someone said, fellas, is it gay to receive a gift from your wife? So some Redditor posted and said, my husband sent flowers to my office on Valentine's Day. So obviously, the year after, I sent him flowers to his office. He was so happy. It was the cutest thing ever. Also, one of his colleagues asked if he was gay. ? He was like, they're from my wife. And his coworker said, yeah, but it's still flowers. What the fuck? This is what my question has come down to. Fellas, does being given a plant mean that you are homosexual? Does it? I mean, there was, gotta be honest now, there was one time I was given flowers, and for the entire day I thought I was gay. So it might be, I don't know, that might be true. Be careful. Don't let anybody give you any flowers or plants or anything like that. Just be careful. If they try to hand you flowers, just throw them on the floor. So this next post looks like it's from some printed out paper, and it says, I don't even know what this is. I want to know the context, man. Anyways, it's a piece of paper, and it's pointed 1, 2, 3, 4. So this says, ladies, please consider the following. 1, long, straight hair gives you that witchy look. 2, facial studs and rings give you that ugly look. 3, tattoos give you that incarcerated prison look. 4, none of the above give you that attractive, ladylike look that men find very appealing. And someone replied and said, also known as the guy to avoid douchey men. And what immediately came to my mind was just classically Abby, just because the doesn't give you that ladylike look. It's not very ladylike. It's not classic. It's not ladylike. But I really want to know the context, because it's just a piece of paper saying these things. Was this like on tips on how to get men? If you don't want her to have long straight hair, what do you want her? Do you want her to buzz it all off? If she buzzed it all off, then they'll be mad about that too. So should it be in the middle? Also, what's wrong with straight hair? Don't witches have like crazy hair? I thought witches had like... Let me look up a picture of a witch. This is like short and like wavy. Then you've got a witch with a ponytail. Then you've got that movie, Hocus Pocus. Have you seen their hair? Yeah, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Moving on to the next meme. This one's brilliant. All right. And I'm going to weed out all of you right now. So it says, my sister is now banned from wearing bracelets. People might think she's a prostitute. So it's a picture of a woman's legs with, what is it, an anklet, the ankle bracelet. And the guy said, I repeat this again, wearing ankle chain is the sign of lesbian or prostitute. Well, that's really good spelling. So just be careful, you know, don't wear the bracelets on your ankles. She might be a prostitute or lesbian. Someone posted and said, this was shared in a Snapchat between me and some of my coworkers. What the flying fuck? And it's a picture of a man with a woman over his knees. Like, you know, if you were to take a child and put them on your lap and spank them, that's what it, except it's a grown man and a grown woman. And it says, this is what a lot of you loudmouth, disrespectful women need. And oh, that makes me so uncomfortable. Imagine making that meme, like drawing out this meme and then captioning it that. That's really what? So, oh yeah, I forgot about this. Okay. Did you guys see Kid Cudi on, was that on SNL? Anyways, he wore a dress. You guys knew who Kid Cudi is. He's a singer. He does, his most famous song, Day and Night, you know? He probably has a more famous song now because that was really old. But anyways, straight people reacting to Kid Cudi wearing a dress for a live performance. And it's just Instagram comments on about him in the dress. And it says, what fashion statement that he gave for wearing that? Our blacks will do anything for money, SMDH. Shaking my damn head, is that what that means? I don't... Wearing a dress for money, I feel like you just would get more hate than getting money, right? Would you, I mean, was it, did he get extra money for wearing a dress? I don't understand. Somebody else said, fuck, they got him too. Take me back to the 90s where hip hop was hip hop and men were men. This is too much now. Wow, I didn't know a piece of cloth determined whether or not you were a man. Enough is enough. This homosexual agenda they pushing on us is crazy. Why is it always the homosexual agenda and the transgender agenda? Also, wearing a dress doesn't make you a homosexual. It just makes you a person who wears a dress. Man, 2021 is crazy. I'm glad I was in the 80-90 rap years. This is all because one artist wore a dress on stage. I mean, it's Harry Styles too, I guess. Haven't people been wearing dresses for decades? Here's a really good one. This is a comment on something. And the OP said, I never thought of it this way. So somebody said, if you accept homosexuality and being transgender, then you inherently support incest as well. So if you're okay with your 6-year-old child acting gay or transgender, how do you act transgender? If they have a crush on their sister, you better not try to stop it either, since it's natural, right? Or you could see them as all false things and teach your kid to be a proper one, not some delusional myth. That was very interesting. I guess this is me coming out as incest too. I'm gonna have to make a separate video for that. So we'll talk about that one another time. This next one says, haha, marriage bad. and I think it's a Reddit post. Marriage is like a tornado. In the beginning, there's a lot of blowing and sucking. Then you lose your house. Well, I'm okay. Technically, 50% of marriages end up in divorce, right? So a lot of people could relate to that. But marriage isn't all that bad. Just stop marrying people that you hate so much. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. It's okay. It's fine. Sometimes marriages just don't work out. It just doesn't work, man. This is a good one. It says, imagine being upset that saying slurs is looked down upon. And it was a comment on an Eminem YouTube video of the song Criminal. Ever heard the song? Go listen to it if you want. I don't know why I said that. I've heard the song. This dude says, wow, rappers used to say F words nonstop, and now they can't do that. Makes me sad. Why would you be sad about that? Like, it's just, I feel like the term was widely used a long time ago. A lot more than it is now, obviously. It wasn't taken as serious. But why would that make you sad? Like, there's a million other things you could sing about in a song instead of saying the F word. Like, or any other slur. It doesn't have to be, you can still say mean things. You can still say the word, the F word. Like the F-U-C-K word. So I found this one weird. I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, it's really concerning. And it was a TikTok, a screenshot, and this girl said, when you put a nicotine patch on him every night when he sleeps with you, so he has withdrawals when you're not together, and he becomes addicted to hanging out with you. I feel like she's just joking, but I feel like, whoa, I just got really dizzy. Whoa, that was so weird. That was really, really weird. Okay, my bad. Anyways, I feel like she's just joking. But also, how would you not notice a nicotine patch? You gotta stick that on you. Like, this is a little sticky thing. You gotta rip it off. It can't be easy to rip off. Yeah, I feel like she's lying. All right, so the last post that I got from Are the Straits Okay is this, and it's really weird. Ah, yes, need that subtle reminder to feel like a man. That's what the OP said. And it's a picture of directions on something, and I think it's a face wash. And it says, best use, before going to bed and after washing your face, massage a pea-sized amount into entire face and neck in a gentle, and then it's in parentheses, yet masculine circular motion. Now, also, I don't know if that's fake, but hold on, wait. So now, how exactly would you rub yourself in a masculine way, like on your face? I mean, I guess, I don't know. Can you, like, in a circular motion? I don't know. That just reminds me of this next thing. So this next thing, oops, I always drop something every time I'm talking. This next thing I saw this in Target a couple months back. And I was in the toilet paper section. And there was ass wipes, like wipes for your ass that you can put in the toilet, wet ones. And there was just a couple brands. And then I saw one that said dude on it. And it said dude wipes. And I was like, what? Like, what? Is this serious? What is a dude wipe? So then I was reading it, and it was basically, it's a wipe for dudes. So I was really thrown back by it. I don't know why, because I feel like wiping your ass isn't something you really think about. Not like that. I wipe my ass. I feel like I've talked about this in another podcast before. Maybe I haven't. Maybe I just talked about it in my free time, you know? But I feel like that's something that you wouldn't really care for the scent to be, because, like, if you were using a wet wipe, you just want to be clean, right? So I looked up on their website. And actually, the one that I saw in the store, it was mint. I think they have fragrance-free and mint wipes for your ass. And then I was sitting there and I was like, why would you, out of every scent that you could have, why would you need it to be mint? Also, is mint manly? Not really. I feel like mint is a unisex flavor and scent, right? So that's just a joke. Mint isn't even gendered. But has anybody ever used a peppermint wipe? I'm sorry to get into details like that, dude, but a peppermint wipe. Have you ever used one? Have you ever used peppermint chapstick? I hate it. I hate it so much. I used a peppermint wipe once. I don't know. I was trying it out or something. And when I was done using the wipe and living and doing normal things, I felt like there was an ice cube up my ass. and it didn't feel good. I don't know why people enjoy that. Hey, you might, because there are quite a lot of mint wipes out there that people like, but it's just not a good feeling, man. It's like if you're chewing gum, you know when you chew gum, that minty fresh flavor, but that on your lips or on your I know I'm talking about chapstick here too, on your lips or like down there, I just feel like it's not a good feeling, dude. It just feels like there's ice everywhere and it's not comfortable at all. So I figured I would put my two cents in there. I don't know. I just found those really, really funny when I saw them in person. I laughed out loud because it is just such a weird thing to gender almost. Like I feel like it's an ass wipe. But no pun intended. But this is something that I would have bought right in the beginning of my transition. I'm not going to lie, because it would make me feel more manly. Maybe that's why some people buy it. It would make myself feel good. You know, if anyone trans is, if any FTM people are watching, that would probably be, that would probably be something I would do. Not probably, I would definitely do that for sure. So I wish they had these wipes around when I first came out. Sounds transphobic to me. Just kidding. Now we're coming to the end. We're sadly coming to the end once again. And I've got two LGBT stories here, as always. So let's get right into these, right? This first story says, my best friend had just come out as a lesbian a few months ago. Of course, I was supportive and loved her no matter what. She started embracing her sexuality and developed a very stereotypically gay sense of style. Cuffed jeans, pixie cut, dot, dot, dot. It took me a while to figure out my sexuality as a bi girl, and she was the first one I told. My friend had already come out to everyone in her close family and had told all of them that I was bi. My parents still didn't know. But in the meantime, I started dressing up in a style that I loved, which was also quote-unquote quite gay. One day, both of our parents were having a nice outdoor barbecue, with masks, of course. Where we both looked super gay. So you tell me that super gay does exist, huh? That's the equivalent of super, super straight? Anyways, keep in mind, my parents still didn't know that I was bi, but hers did. Somehow, her mom thought that both of us were dating as a lesbian couple because we always hung out and we were obviously both women-loving women. She then started talking to my parents about how we were so cute together and how she was glad that her daughter found someone like me. My friend and I looked at each other so confused. My parents looked shocked. We clarified that we weren't dating and we were just best friends who spent a lot of time with each other. My parents were completely supportive, but since we both looked stereotypically gay, her mom thought that we were girlfriend and girlfriend. And that's the story of how I came out to my parents, which I will never forget. I feel like it's great that your parents were supportive. That's really great. But it's like when someone outs you to other people who don't know, especially if it's your family, because like that's something that you got to do yourself. Oh, it's so awkward. I feel like that happens a lot too. Even if it's with just friends or like other people. Like if you get introduced, like if you're the gay friend or whatever, and then they introduce you to their friends and they're like, oh, this is Dom, he's gay. Like, dude, why don't you just tell everybody that I'm gay? Right? That shit sucks. Here's the next story. This one's interesting. When my grandma was alive, I was very close to her. I used to see her every weekend when I was a kid. Not that long ago, I visited her. While I was there, I heard a familiar voice coming from a video she was watching on her phone. It was Ben Shapiro, the racist, transphobic, homophobic loser. I don't mean to be rude, but he really is a loser, a big loser. He said something transphobic, and my grandma laughed and said something along the lines of, I love this guy. In my head, I was like, what the fuck? Why would she like Ben Shapiro of all people? Is my grandma transphobic? It turns out that she is not very supportive of the LGBTQ, to say the least. This made me upset, angry, and offended since I'm non-binary and bisexual. This is a little off topic from the original story, but I haven't come out to my parents yet. I'm gonna have to come out twice, I guess. Can't wait to see how that goes. I just thought this one was funny because imagine just walking in on grandma watching Ben Shapiro. Out of all people, that's... Well, I guess, like, I could see grandmas watching Ben Shapiro for sure. Rest in peace, grandma, by the way. And also, I know you said that you are coming out. Hey, this is just for you and for anybody else watching, too. Take your time with coming out. Don't ever feel rushed to do it. Rushing is the worst thing ever. Rushing to appointments. Rushing to get something done. Rushing to cook. Rushing to come out. always come out when you feel that you are ready. Like you can wait if you want to. Don't ever feel pressured or rushed into coming out. That shit sucks. So thought that would be a little bit helpful for some of you. It took me a long time for me to come out. But with all that being said, I just want to say, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. If any of you do have any funny stories you want to send me, you can submit them to outspokensam@gmail.com. I read two at the end of every episode. And I have something funny to talk about, but I'll talk about it next week. It's a good one. It's a couple of good ones. I was going to put them in this podcast, but I'm going to save them for next episode to make you wait. So yeah, with all that being said, I hope you all have a great rest of your day or morning, whatever, wherever you are. And thanks for listening this far. Bye-bye.